A new transportation subsidy program could be coming to Lenox and Addington County. At their meeting this week, County Council voted in favor of supporting a local not-for-profit corporation as they apply for grants to assist low-income individuals and families with greater access to transportation. The corporation's founder, Ronald Yeomans, approached the county looking for a letter of support to accompany grant proposals for a transportation subsidy program. The program would subsidize cab fares with a subsidy of $6 per ride. According to staff's report, the advantage of using a cab is the door-to-door service, which benefits people with disabilities and parents of young children. It would also provide the ability to pre-book rides. The service would be available from 5 a.m. to midnight on weekdays and 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. on weekends. Director of Social Services with Lenox and Addington County, Lynn Chenier, spoke about the need for better transportation options in the area.
Transportation in small rural municipalities is always a challenge. We're quite a large geographic area with a smaller population, so public transportation is always a challenge in terms of ridership and affordability. So a nonprofit corporation is requesting a letter of support from the county. They've previously been to Pelas and it was supported as well.
Chenier noted the program would start in Greater Napanee with hopes of growing.
Initially, they're looking at Greater Napanee just because they're not sure how successful they're going to be with grants. They're starting small and hopefully they hope to be able to expand in the future to be the whole county. But at this time, what they're looking at is Napanee. They want to look at what the ridership is, the true costs once it's implemented and those kinds of things.
On January 9, 2024, the Deserano Transit Service implemented transit routes serving the Belleville to Greater Napanee corridor with a number of stops within Greater Napanee. The funding for this service expired on March 31st of this year. At that time, Greater Napanee Council decided there would be no extension made to the Deserano Transit Agreement. They decided at that time as well to explore alternate transit options, giving consideration to Greater Napanee's population and geography. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.